Hello and welcome to the latest edition of the Health and Safety Matters podcast. My name's Mark Sennett. I'm the CEO of Western Business Media, which is the publisher of Health and Safety Matters. And we're delighted that once again, this podcast, as always, is sponsored by the Health and Safety event. And if you're not familiar with the Health and Safety event, well, it's coming up soon. It takes place on the 30th of April all the way to the 2nd of May at the NEC in Birmingham. It's completely free to attend and it is the largest health and safety exhibition in the UK. It is the UK's premier health and safety exhibition. And if you register for free at healthandsafetyevent.com or throw into a search engine health and safety event, you don't just get access to this event, you also get access to the fire safety event, the security event and the workplace event. So as I said, it takes place on the 30th of April all the way to the 2nd of May. And our own awards, the Safety and Health Excellence Awards, take place on the middle night, the 1st of May, on site there at the NEC. So plenty of reasons to go. There's free drinks at the end of each day as well. Lots of content theatres on offer. And I think there's over 1,000 exhibitors across the four shows now. It's incredible how big it's got. So yes, you can register for free at healthandsafetyevent.com and I hope to see you there. But you don't need to wait for this podcast, as I always say, to get all the latest news in the health and safety sector. You can go to our website, Health and Safety Matters website, which is www.hsmsearch.com. Now, listen, I don't expect you to necessarily remember that web address. So just throw into a search engine, Health and Safety Matters, and up we pop. But why would you go to the website? Well, there's a number of reasons. You can sign up to get the magazine for free 6 times a year. And look at our digital editions as well for free. And we also have the annual BSAF Guide to UK Health and Safety on there and the PP Insights Guide. You can sign up to get our twice a week e-newsletter with breaking news alerts and you'd be joining about 54,000 others of your professional colleagues if you did that. You can look at all of our back archive of free webinars on there and all of our upcoming webinars, all completely free, and you can also watch last year's digital conference on there. But the website itself has all the latest news, prosecutions, products and services from the health and safety sector. It is a one-stop shop for everything that you need, whether it's best practice, compliance, regulation, all the latest products, services, and of course, prosecutions that you can learn from. So yeah, go to our website, just search Health and Safety Matters, and up we come, or hsmsearch.com. Or you can follow us on X, or you can follow us on LinkedIn. Now, we always start off this podcast with the news. And what have I got for you this week? Well, a bit of a blend of news. This edition of the podcast. So I wanted to talk about the first ever No Falls Week, which has been launched. Now that's been launched by the No Falls Foundation, a UK-based charity for working at heights sector, a charity we support. In fact, it was the first ever charity of the first ever Safety and Health Excellence Award. It's a fantastic charity. I mean, literally since it launched, we put it as the charity that year of Safety and Health Excellence Awards. So it is proud to be launching No Falls Week, which it describes as a powerful campaign promoting safe working at height. So when does it take place? Well, it takes place the 13th to the 17th of May 2024. So its mission is simple, they say, but yet crucial: to raise awareness about the importance of safe working at height, prevent falls, and ensure that everyone that works at height comes down safely. It's estimated that over 1 million businesses and 10 million workers carry out work at height in some form every year in the UK. So No Falls Week will provide the opportunity for organisations across all sectors to place a focus on working at height safely. So as they go on to say on this, falls from height are consistently the leading cause of workplace fatalities in the UK, with 40 people losing their lives at work due to a fall in 2022-2023. So this is, you know, a really important area to tackle. As I was saying there, it is the single biggest cause of workplace fatalities in the UK. And they're saying that these accidents can cause up to 992,000 working days lost through non-fatal falls from height across Great Britain, according to the same statistics in 2022-2023. And not only that, but the cost of falls for height last year was estimated to be over £847 million, which is made up of the cost of employer and individual government tax losses and benefits payments. So it's interesting. You know, this is something that we absolutely support, HSM, and it's something that will really be a focus for many of you that are really practical health and safety practitioners, so to speak. It's a great initiative. If you want to find out more about it, go to www.nofallsweek.org and you can say everything you want to there. Hannah Williams, who's the charity manager for No Falls Foundation, says, "Everyone who needs to work at height should be able to work safely and return home unharmed at the end of every shift. Unlike most other types of workplace injuries, the consequences of fall from height are usually life-changing for the person involved, with many unlikely to return to their previous occupation, as well as having long-term consequences for employers, colleagues, and families. Whether you work in construction, manufacturing, agriculture, or any other sector, No Falls Week is an opportunity for everyone to shine a spotlight onto the mental, physical, and societal consequences of working at height accidents. So employers can sign up and get involved with the No Falls Week website, where there's a host of toolkits, resources for members, from members, I should say, of the Access Industry Forum, which is the AIF, to help organisations plan activities during No Falls Week. This could include hosting toolbox talks, workshops, or safety demonstrations, distributing informational materials, and engaging in social media campaigns. So as I said, you know, if you want to see more about this story, just go to hmsearch.com and type in No Falls Week in a search box, or if you want to go straight to their website, www.nofallsweek.org, and all the information is there. Okay, shifting gears to our next story. And if you, again, if you go to the HSM website, which is hsmsearch.com, throw in a search box, new data highlights toxic workplaces. That's the story we're going to go through here, because I always like to throw a mental health story, if we can, onto this podcast. So new research from Mental Health First Aid England, released to mark the My Whole Self Day, which was on the 12th of March 2024, revealed that almost one in three employees, that's 31%, have experienced at least one form of microaggression or discriminatory behaviour from their manager in the past 6 months. You know, that is a shockingly high statistic, effectively a third. So My Whole Self was a campaign for workplace culture change led by MHFA England. The social enterprise is calling on employers to create cultures where people feel safe to bring their whole self to work and drive improvements in mental health and performance. This research shows that there's a long way to go, to be quite honest. And there was nearly 2,000 people that took part in this survey. And some of the most common negative comments that have been made in the past 6 months, according to this survey, relate to people's age, working patterns, personal life, physical and mental health. Misspelling or mispronunciation of people's names also make up the top five. So those are the areas that have really been highlighted in there. More broadly, the most cited exclusionary behaviours employers have put on people, according to this survey, includes not giving credit for work done to employees, favouritism of other employees, sarcasm, and overall, almost half of employees, 48%, have experienced one or more forms of discriminatory or exclusive acts from their manager the past 6 months, this says. So there are notable differences among people's experience, though, across working age groups. Two-thirds, so 66% of those aged 18 to 34, state that they've experienced these behaviours from managers, and only 38% of those aged 45 to 64 say that's the case. So, yeah, it's interesting. Obviously, a workplace has to be somewhere where you feel safe and you can be yourself. I'm sure some of you listening will raise an eyebrow at some of the parts included that, perhaps sarcasm, which, you know, sarcasm isn't good if it's meant in a derogatory way, but equally at the same time, it can be done in a humorous way. Listen, I'm guilty of being sarcastic in a humorous way in my personal life, let alone my professional life, but I wouldn't use sarcasm to put down a member of staff, and because that's inexcusable. But the reason I'm raising this is it's a different aspect of mental health. It's all about workplace behaviours, ultimately. And it's not a small cross-section of people. 2,000 people taking part in a survey is a lot of people. And when you're talking about 31% of them, a third of them feel that they have had microaggression, discriminatory behaviour, that's something that, you know, we all really need to pay attention to. And that is exactly what Mental Health First Aid England have said here. And it's something that we, you know, completely support. So you can find out a lot more about this campaign. And Simon Blake, who's the Chief Executive of Mental Health First Aid England, said, "Everyone deserves to feel seen and valued at work. Equity and inclusion and a sense of belonging are key to positive mental health well-being in the workplace. As employers, if we create cultures where people can bring their whole self to work without fear or judgment, all the evidence shows that we will see strong performance and excellent productivity." So I think that is a message that we can all get behind. And of course, a happy workplace is a productive workplace, right? And everyone has a right to feel valued and appreciated, provided they're doing the work that they're meant to do. And it was just an interesting set. I was genuinely surprised to see a figure that high, and I thought it was worth sharing with you. So I want to move on to another story now, and this is a really positive story. We work with ROSPA, which is the Royal Society for Prevention of Accidents, and they have appointed a new CEO, and it's in fact the first ever female CEO of ROSPA. And that person is Rebecca Hickman, and she is about to start the role. It's the first ever chief executive is female in the 100-plus-year history of the organisation. So she will be starting work, to be clear, on the 1st of April. Her appointment comes following the stepping down of the previous CEO, Errol Taylor, back in October 2023. So Hickman, who's climbed ROSPA's ranks over the last 20 years, will lead the organisation to the next phase of its journey, it says, to become a truly member-centric, impact-driven charity. With over two decades of dedicated service, Becky's journey to CEO is defined by a number of key transformational initiatives she's been a part of, ROSPA say. Under her tenure, ROSPA's sales and marketing functions were rebuilt and are now apparently flourishing, and strategic partnership division was born under her guidance. So, commenting on her appointment, Rebecca says, "I'm immensely privileged to take the helm as CEO of ROSPA, an organisation with a rich history of promoting safety and prevention of accidents. As we embark on this new chapter, I'm committed to delivering the solid foundations needed to unleash our ambitions for future growth. As with many charities, the pandemic necessitated short-term survivalism within ROSPA, but after working hard to steady the ship, we can now think longer-term, build solid foundations and maximise ROSPA's impact and drive meaningful change." So Mike Parker, CEB, is the chairman of ROSPA, adds to this, "Becky's pivotal leadership in our transformational journey so far highlights her invaluable contributions to ROSPA, and the ROSPA board made the unanimous decision that she should be CEO. This reflects her outstanding performance, and she has the full support of her fellow directors, affirming our commitment to progress and our strategic direction. Their appointment is well-deserved, and we eagerly anticipate her positive impact." So the other positive story of this is it's great to see someone rewarded for, you know, dedicating so much of their professional life to an organisation and grow through the ranks. I always like to see people grow from within. Now listen, I'd be a hypocrite if I didn't. I did a management buyout with my business partners to buy the business that I'm currently fortunate enough to own, which publishes this this publication and this podcast. So I do believe in growth from within. It is something that I'm passionate about, and that's great to see. And it's also really nice to see it's the first female CEO for ROSPA. You know, we look forward to continuing to work with them and wish Rebecca all the luck in her new role. So, speaking of people we work with, I'm delighted I can finally now confirm that registration is open for the first ever Health and Safety Matters Live conference in England. It takes place in Coventry at the Coventry Building Society Arena on the 27th of June 2024. So the tagline of this event is "Connect and Learn at HSM Live. Stay at the forefront of health and safety innovations." So what's the event? That's what you want to hear. Why should you bother to come and join us? I doubt coming to see me is enough of a draw for you, if I'm quite honest. So it's a full-day conference that's free to attend. There's free parking on site, free refreshments, free food, free Wi-Fi. Everything's free. And there is seven-hour CPD conference on there. There is also effectively 40-plus of the latest and biggest names in the health and safety section, the latest products and services in the free-to-browse exhibition area. And I'll make no shame in saying, please do go around those exhibitors, because they're the reason it remains free for you to come. And you get CPD for attending the seminars that are there. And we've got a brilliant opening address from the health and safety executive, from Andrew Curran. We have got an interesting session, actually, on the introduction of AI into the world of health and safety. We're talking about the adequacy of stress risk assessments from IOSH are doing that session. We've got a session on sustainability and hand protection. We've got reducing workplace injuries with ergonomic safety tech from Ansel, which should be a good session. Another interesting aspect here, and I love to involve Simon Turner in these. So he's from Drive a Better Business. He's going to do a fantastic panel session on how to create a good practice driving for work policy. And more of you are having to have staff do driving for work. And I'd strongly suggest you go to that session. We've also got taking the risks out of specifying PPE and safety equipment from the British State Industry Federation. Rory Wilders will be doing that. And then I don't want to call anything the main event, but I know all of you love these sessions. We've got lessons learned from recent health and safety case law from leading lawyer Rhiann Greaves from DSC Breach Corp. Rhiann's brilliant. Then we go into a health and safety mock trial. And these are absolutely fabulous. I mean, I've been the defendant in these sometimes, these mock trials. And you come along and it's based on a real life prosecution. And you guys are the jury. You listen to the evidence. It's a reenactment of the trial. And then it throws over to you as the jury for guilty or not guilty. You vote whichever way that you vote. And then the team will actually say what the real life result was and will explain the reasonings behind that. And sometimes, you know, quite often the audience is either split or wrong with the answer that you give compared to what the real life case was. And it's a real learning experience. It's really interactive. You get a chance then to ask lawyers questions about, well, why was that the case? And it's really something you can take back with you. And this particular mock trial is based on a forklift truck collision, which left an employee with life-changing injuries. So it examines issues such as training, competency and supervision. So it's a really interactive session. Please do come along. So this is all free, as I said, and we've got some absolutely fantastic exhibitors there. You know, it's like an A to Z, who's who. Yeah, you've got the Health and Safety Executive and the BSIF and people like that from associations, but you've got Draeger there, you've got B-Swift there, Blackline Safety there, Eco Online there, JSP, Manasun, Moldex, Resmar, Stanley, Safety Rocks, Tilsatech, Unigloves, W.L. Gore and Associates, Nibosh, and then in fact Nibosh are running their own conference alongside that day. We've got DuPont there, ATG there. There's so many exhibitors there. And the place where you get your tea and coffee and your lunch is all in the middle of that exhibition area. So if coming for CPD isn't enough, if coming to learn about best practice and compliance and you know, and the future of the safety sector isn't enough from an educational point of view, it's a great place to network and it's a great place to see products and solutions and get advice in the exhibition area. So really easy to get to, right off a major motorway, right bam smack in the middle of the country. It's at the Coventry Building Society Arena, and that takes place on the 27th of June 2024. Completely free to register. Please go to hsmlive.co.uk. Now, the last thing, and I don't think I covered this on the last podcast, the shortlist is out for the Safety and Health Excellence Awards, and the winners will be revealed on the 1st of May 2024, which, as you heard at the start of the podcast, is the middle night of the Health and Safety event, and it takes place at the Vox at Resorts World, which is on site at the NEC in Birmingham, as I said, on the 1st of May, hosted by Dyer O'Brien, famous comedian TV presenter, so it should be a great night. And I'm not going to go through the entire shortlist because we would be here for a very long time, because there are 16 plus categories plus the four BSIF categories. And we're very lucky to have the established BSIF awards delivered as part of this. Now, it's a great opportunity to network. Now, if you're shortlisted, or if you want to find out if you're shortlisted, just go to the website she-awards.com and click on the shortlist button on the homepage there, or throw it to a search engine, Safety and Health Excellence Awards. If you are shortlisted, I hope you come along to see if you've won. But actually, if you're not shortlisted, it's such a great night for networking. It's a who's who of the safety sector there. It's also a brilliantly fun night. We have magicians there, we have that comedy from Dyer O'Brien, we have a band and a dance floor and a fun prop photo booth and a free pick and mix, and you know, there's fun money casino tables. There's a lot going on, and the food is fantastic there. It's a three-course meal, and it includes a drinks reception from 6:45 to 7:30. Then we sit down for that three-course meal, and there's four bottles of table wine per table. And for those of you that don't drink, don't worry, there is water and tea and coffee provided. So it's a brilliant night. It has a purpose, and it's one that's really close to my heart. It really shines a light on the great and the good of the health and safety sector, which is you listening. And if you haven't entered, I hope you will enter in future years. It is a great way to get a project, a person, a team, yourself, a colleague, your organization, a campaign recognised for the important work you do of keeping people and property safe. For me, I still passionately feel it is the best thing I do in my job of seeing people happy and shining a positive light on the health and safety sector. So please do come on. We've sold 75% of tickets already. And I'm recording this podcast in March, and this is until the 1st of May. So, you know, we sold out all 750 tickets last year. Looks like we're going to do that again. As I said, 1st of May at the Vox at the NEC in Birmingham. Please do buy your tickets now while you can. They cost £225 plus VAT per ticket, or £1,999 plus VAT for a table of 10. So, yeah, please do come along. It's a fantastic night. So, as I said, that covers the news aspect for the podcast. You do not have to wait for this podcast to come out. You can go to our website, HM Search, anytime, or follow us on X or LinkedIn to see the latest news, products and services and prosecutions in the health and safety sector. So the next part of the podcast is the interview side, and it's really a sign where I like to shine a light on often a certain manufacturer or event or an association. And this time I'm delighted to be joined by Tom Turner, who is the country director for Martor UK, which obviously manufactures safety knives, if you don't know. And you know, Tom's had a long career in the health and safety sector, but he's relatively new to Martor. He's actually only been in post about 6 months. And for many of you listening, do work in facilities that use safety knives. And it'll be interesting if you listen to this, that you'll soon realise that safety knives touch so many things you don't realise. And Tom highlights that. So really enjoyed sitting down with Tom. And I did that earlier today. And here's what he had to say. Morning, Tom. Good to see you. How are you?
Yeah, morning, Mark. Doing great, thank you. How's things with you?
Yeah, all good. Busy time of year with the Safety and Health Excellence Awards, which Martor, a very kind sponsor of, record amount of entries. So not long do we see each other for the big shindig, really.
Absolutely, and hoping for an award ourselves. So yeah, watch this space.
I can't rig those, you know that. That's down to the judges, just to make that clear to everybody. It's great. It's great to see. I mean, we were talking off air about how long you've been at Martor. It feels longer than it has been, as we were just saying.
A lot has happened since I've joined. So
A lot has happened with the company too. Obviously, you've gone to run the UK division of Martor, and it's been about 6 months that you've been there. Can you tell us a bit more about your background in health safety prior to joining Martor?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. So, started off pretty much straight out of education with a company called V12 Footwear. So that was a family business, independently run safety footwear company. And pretty much started, you know, in the warehouse, sort of picking goods, that kind of thing. And then eventually got the chance to go out and about and start, you know, meeting clients, that kind of thing. Anyway, sort of 5 years later, I was then starting to run the sales side of things and working with a lot of health and safety officers. And I think for me, there was a moment in my career when I realised how important health and safety was. And I'll go on to elaborate a little bit more about that, because that might sound like an obvious statement. But safety footwear, everyone in the market was seeing how they could make their footwear really, really comfortable, how they could make it look great, all of that kind of thing, without actually focusing so much on the health and safety need and requirement for safety footwear, which, largely speaking, was slips, trips and falls. So when you look at all the data, when you actually start working with the health and safety officers and you're saying, what is your number one requirement for safety footwear? They'd be like, firstly, it's got to be comfortable. We want the staff happy. But then you drill into it and you say, what are your footwear related accidents? And suddenly it slips, trips and falls. So for me, I think that was quite an important point in my career when I realized that I had to start working very closely with health and safety professionals to understand their requirements. And it was a game changer for us at V12 because we came up with a new sole unit, which was one of the most slip resistant sole units in the UK at the time. And we had it accredited with the HSL, which is the testing laboratory up in Buxton, and managed to get a 4-star grip rating on a general purpose sole, which was like a game changer at the time. And it was a massive help for health and safety officers across the country, in anyone from an SME right through to a big blue chip, in driving down slip accidents in the workplace. And that kind of took us from, you know, a very small independent family company to the leading independent safety footwear company. And I think that shows how important it is to really engage with the health and safety professionals and understand requirements. So that was V12. So I was there for around about 16 years, loved it, and then eventually sold out in 2019 and went on a kind of consultancy basis for a short while with a company called Stronghold. They had a fantastic piece of software which they were launching alongside all of their other goods and products they sold, which was primarily, you know, PPE, clothing, right through to tooling kind of thing. And we came up with this online portal, which you could then track usage of, you know, life critical PPE. So respiratory, for example, you could check when it had been serviced. You could check if the person had had the right training. And again, it was supplying another service to the health and safety professionals in the industry that they really found useful, because we weren't just going in and pushing product. We were adding value by saying, right, your guy has now had this this Moldex mask now beyond the time it should have been. We need to check that he's replaced the filters. Also, his training is coming up in 3 months' time. Is that all set and ready? So again, it was providing a fantastic support service. So really enjoyed my time there at Stronghold. I was there for about just over sort of 3 years, and then took a bit of a break because I had my young son, Noah, in May last year, and then in the September came on board with Martor. Yeah, and the rest is history.
Yeah, I didn't really expect us to be talking about safety footwear on this one, Tom, but you have got such an extensive background. But I mean, you know, our audience is pretty clued up with the companies that we work with, like Martor, but not everyone necessarily may have heard of Martor, which is where you are now, and a company we work with a lot, whether it be some great webinars we've done with you and the events that you come with us to. But for those that don't know what Martor is or what you manufacture, can you tell us a bit about Martor, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So Martor is a company that's been going for over 80 years now. It's based in Solingen in Germany, and they are the world's leading manufacturer of safety knives. And they brought some key innovations to the market, like auto-retracting safety knife, various different types of cutting implements. So in my opinion, they are the number one in the market. And there's various reasons for that. And you know, Mark, since taking on the role, my very first day at Martor, I was just looking at the safety knives and thinking, you know, how complicated can it be? A safety knife's a safety knife. But then when you start working with health and safety professionals, you really start to understand how important safety knives are to companies. You know, there's lots of cut accidents every year. They might not take a particular sort of amount of time to deal with. They might not even go into the accident book, but there's potentially claims. There's potentially breakdown in operation. There's time off production lines. So what I've learned is, you know, there's not just one fix for the safety knife. You can't just turn up somewhere, say, hey, here's your safety knife, off you go. You have to really understand the application that the worker is trying to do. So what they're cutting, how they need to cut. So in terms of their performance, we need to ensure that they're cutting effectively, so we're not slowing down their job. So there's lots of different elements, but the bottom line is we are working towards reducing cuts in the industry. And to that end, Martor's strapline, I think, says it all, which is the safer way to cut. And I think that slogan sufficiently communicates our mission to the world, that we are making the world of work safer.
And you've touched on this here, Tom, but you know, you have been there 6 months. I know it's been a bit of a whirlwind, as we said at the start, but you've almost touched upon there that you've had some preconceptions of how difficult can it be to understand what the business done and what it does. But what do you think you've learned since coming in there? You kind of touched on it there a bit.
I think the first thing that I've learned is that blades and safety knives have probably touched pretty much every product we are sitting close to right now. They are very, very important in manufacturing. And for example, you know, the top you're wearing, Mark, at some point that would have been in contact with a blade or a safety knife, the box it's gone in, the seat we're sitting on, the cars we drive. Everyday products, safety knives and blades are being used in the creation of that product and the manufacture. I never really realized that. I thought it was very much just a generic box cutter thing. It's not. It's much, much wider than that. We've got customers that need solutions for opening bags. We've got customers that need solutions for cutting conveyor belts. It's so broad. It then becomes a question of what the safety standard is that the safety officer is trying to achieve, and then matching that up with what the user themselves wants, and then blending that together to effectively create a product and a solution for that company.
Now, I'm very familiar with the product, and you know, you're very proud, as you said during the start of this podcast, that you feel that Marta is the market leader in what it does. And you know, without doubt, I would say the products I've been demoed and lucky enough to see yours are quality products. But let me take you a little bit to task on it then. What do you think sets you apart from your competition?
Good question, Mark. I think number one is, in terms of the company, if we look at it holistically, we have our own production. And in fact, I think pretty much all of the raw material for our knives comes from within a 200 kilometer radius of the factory in Solingen, Germany, just outside of Düsseldorf. So immediately, I think in terms of just looking at it from a business point of view, availability is always fantastic. And when it comes to production, things like the 625 knife, which is one of our best sellers, is tested 5 times before it comes off the production line. So it's extremely, extremely rare that we ever end up with a product which might have a defect. In fact, since I've been here, we've not had one. And I think that is so critical in the safety world, that your product is doing what it promises. And I think that's one thing. But I think another really, really important point is our product development. There is such a broad knowledge of the safety knife market within our product development strategy, whether it be Ian Suggett, who's out on the road listening to customers and understanding what they need in their everyday cut, then translating that to the product development team, who are creating new innovative products to address safety issues and cutting requirements in the market. And I'll give you a very, very brief example of that. So for years, companies in the food trade, so take, for example, like a company making cereals, every day they're opening bags with blades, tipping them into hoppers. And if the knife and the blade isn't quite right, you get tiny fragments of product, of bag going into the product, which then goes into production line. And it's costing companies tens and tens of thousands of pounds, not only in claims, but in wasted production. And Marta UK looked at that. They not only made a safer product than competitors' products out there, but they made a product which completely removed the chance of any debris, or FOD as it's called, going into production. So it's saving companies hundreds of thousands of pounds. And I think for me, that is critical, because we're not just selling a safety knife, we're understanding health and safety officers' requirements, customers' needs, and we are delivering that consistently in a quality product. That is what sets us apart.
And it's not an expensive product either, being quite frank. You know, when you look at other things that are out there in the market, this is not an expensive product. But, you know, we always chat about our businesses off air, and, you know, and throughout the months we always keep in touch. And I was really pleased to hear that, you know, you've had some record sales earlier this year. And when we get good news like this, I like to share it with the audience. So what do you attribute the success this year in those sales too?
I think it's because we're not just safety knives, Mark. Most of our time is actually spent going in to various different manufacturers and premises and businesses, and working with the health and safety professionals So we'll go in and we'll say, what is your policy on safety knives? Do you need a concealed blade? Are you happy with an auto-retracting blade? And once we get to a point where we've got some consensus with health and safety, we then go further. We go out onto the production lines. We speak to the users. We ask what their requirements are. We give them the product. We train them on the product. We make sure they are 100% happy, because compliance drives health and safety, which then drives drops in accidents and cuts in accidents in workplaces, which is our ultimate aim. We are the safer way to cut. So I think it's that consistency of product. I think it's the consistency of our effort in doing the site surveys and working with health and safety teams is really paying off. There are other things, of course, working with the likes of yourself to get in connection with health and safety professionals, I think has been fantastic for us. But other than that, I think it is just because the brand resonates so strongly with a lot of professionals as a quality and safe product. And for me, that is why what I attribute our sales record to.
Well, you're not one from you know, my relationship with you and my knowledge of you that likes to rest on your laurels. You're always thinking to what's next. So can I chance my arm and ask what's next in the pipeline for Marta? Are you able to give us a little insight on what could be next in the business?
Yeah, so got to be careful that I don't give any new products away. But we have got a couple of new innovations coming to the market. Hopefully this will be on show at the NEC in Birmingham, where we've got our stand. So shout out, come and see us there. So yeah, watch this space. But we're also strengthening our survey process. So it typically used to be that we would go in to speak to the health and safety professionals, give them a few samples and go. That's broadened immensely. So we've now got training videos for pretty much every product. We've got product posters in different languages new to the site, which has helped so much, especially in logistics places where you've got workers from all different backgrounds that need to understand safety in different languages. So that's all coming through in the pipeline now. And as I've said, there is new products due for the NEC and then later again in the autumn. So watch this space. And hopefully we've also got a webinar with you guys in June, I believe.
You do indeed. That's a good chance for me to nag you so we can build that. But it will be in June. I'll be doing that with you. I'll be hosting that one. Really looking forward to that. So those of you listening go, okay, when is that? Well, we normally only announce 2 months before the webinar that you can register for free to attend. But it is right bam smack in the middle of June is where it's penciled in for. Don't worry, we'll be putting it all over social media, all over the website, all over emails. It will be free to attend. And they're really, really engaging sessions. I mean, and yes, of course, you can see Marta at the health and safety event at the NEC in Birmingham. We're obviously the current sponsors of this podcast, the health and safety event. And that is on the 30th of April until the 2nd of May. But Tom is also coming to our first English conference, exhibiting at Health and Safety Matters Live on the 27th of June at the Coventry Building Society Arena. And that is completely free to attend. And it is open now. I'm sure you've all seen this. I've covered it on the podcast today. The website is hsmlive.co.uk. We've got a full day of content. But actually, the great thing about Martor coming to an event like that is because of what the product is, you could actually come and touch it and play it. You can see it in action because, correct, you know, it's not a huge piece of kit, right, Tom? It's something that you can put in their hands, literally, and show them how they work.
Yeah, absolutely. Come along and talk to us. We'll show you our innovations. We'll show you some of the different cutting products we've got. We'll go through some training as well, which then can be conveyed onto your workforce. So, yeah, and I think on a final note, Mark, it's great to work with Health and Safety Matters. I think you've got one of the most engaged readerships in terms of the health and safety arena, and also the constant, you know, content and updating us in terms of, you know, new regulations, case studies, standards, products and services. I think it's invaluable. So anyone listening that isn't working with HSM, I would encourage you to.
Well, thank you for that. But I mean, ultimately, when I talk to the listeners who are listening to this now, there is a great relationship and understanding between them and companies like yourselves, because, you know, if you don't create a quality product, they're not going to be interested in it. But our audience is listening today. They're so diverse in what they do as health and safety practitioners. Of course, their job's evolving and they can be involved in well-being more and more. But the core part of this audience is still facing challenges, like trying to make sure their workers go home uninjured and safe. And a lot of them are working in big facilities that work with safety knives. And, you know, the point of this podcast, of this section of the podcast, is to really show the latest technology and the people that are doing it well. So I would encourage anyone that is interested in Martor and safety knives to get in touch with Tom and to Martor. And if they want to find out more, obviously, if they can come to the shows, I get that. But if they want to get hold of you now, what's the easiest way to do so? You've got a website. What's the best way to get in touch?
Yeah, thanks for that, Mark. So you can find out about us and our products on our website, which is uk.martor.com. So again, that is uk.martor.com. Otherwise, drop us an email, sales@martor.co.uk, and we will get straight back to you.
Now, brilliant. Tom, I'm so glad it's gone so well for you this year. Looking forward to working with you over the next few months. And yeah, come and see Tom and the team at the NEC or our event in Coventry on the 27th of June. And I hope the rest of the year is as good as a start for you, Tom.
Thank you very much, Mark. Great to speak to you as always.
And that's all we've got time for on this edition of the Health and Safety Matters podcast. I'd like to thank our sponsor, the Health and Safety Event. And as I said at the start of this programme, if you're not familiar with the Health and Safety Event, it takes place on the 30th of April all the way through to the 2nd of May at the NEC in Birmingham. It's completely free to attend, and your ticket will also give you access to the Fire Safety Event, the Security Event, and the Workplace Event. And all you need to do is throw into a search engine Health and Safety Event, or go to healthandsafetyevent.com and you can register for free. Now, I've also said you don't have to wait for this podcast to get all of the latest news, prosecutions, products and services in the health and safety sector. Please go to our website, hsmsearch.com, or throw into a search engine Health and Safety Matters. Up we come. You can go there to also sign up to get copies of our magazine, look at our digital copies of our magazines, sign up to upcoming webinars, or look at past webinars for free on demand. Or you can sign up to get our twice a week e-newsletter for free. Or you can follow us on social media on X or LinkedIn. And please do use the hashtag HSMPodcast for feedback on this podcast. Please do leave us a review on whatever platform that you've watched this on, and hopefully a good 5-star rating would be lovely, and always keen to hear your feedback. But most importantly, thank you for taking time out of your day for listening to this podcast, and I hope to see you next time on the next edition of the Health and Safety Matters podcast.